defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Let's get this on today. Angry Mark was out of the box for a lot of the day today because I watched the hearings with Attorney General Barr one of the monitors up here in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. And I got to tell you, I don't need reinforcement to know this, but it's good from time to time to reinforce it. I was some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. And Shanto and I were talking in the 4 to 5 minutes leading up to the start of the program today. And those of you who are watching on the Facebook stream were able to hear that raw feed. Shanto asks me why I drive myself crazy watching that stuff. And I tend not to anymore. I get my news from other sources, one of which you're going to hear from today in just a moment. But I wanted to watch Barr because I know he wasn't going to take any crap. I know he was going to take an aggressive stance. I read the transcript of what his opening remarks were going to be. And I knew it would be fun to watch him put some of these little petty, petulant socialist Marxists, formerly known as Democrats, in their place. And Barr is certainly well suited to do that. And it's been fireworks today. But it is astonishing to me to watch a major American party side with lawlessness and rioters, call them protesters, and every single one of them use the same technique. And that is continue to talk, pretend you're asking questions. Do not allow the individual, in this case, Attorney General Barr, to answer any questions and continue to talk over him and call him names. This is nothing but grandstanding. We know this goes on at all of these hearings. But the hatefulness of this to this nation expressed today by these former Democrats, now flat out Marxists, was astonishing. And it's an eye opener. And when you see what's happening in Portland and you watch elected officials in Washington support this type of behavior, we are in a very dangerous place in America, and it does not bode well. Let's go directly to my guest now, Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, welcome in, brother. Always a pleasure to have you here. It's going to be a really provocative discussion today. You ready?
I am ready. I've been waiting for it all day. Looking forward to it.
You know, before I get started with that, my new chair showed up to the studio today, and I didn't get time to put the back together before the show aired today, and I'm really bummed about that because I was excited to use it today. I'm just saying, you know. Do you have a chair? I have my new chair. X-chair. My new X-chair is here, and I'm excited, man. Thing wasn't cheap. It was about 700 bones for a chair. Yeah. Hopefully it does $700 worth of stuff for my back and stuff, and I'm looking forward to putting it together today. So that's how I'll start with you, Lee. Lee, I was very discouraged. I don't know if you saw any of the Barr hearings today. You'll probably follow up with it later. But it is sickening, utterly sickening, to watch today's Marxist socialist communist masquerading as a former Democrat and just this disgusting display of not only disrespect but hatred to America and insulting my intelligence and millions of others with this charade that they're up there playing as we speak right now. Did you happen to see any of it?
I did, and my favorite bit was, I forget the legislator's name, but he said that he was accusing Barr, he was angry that Barr wouldn't answer any questions. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't let him. Excuse me.
Yeah, take your time, because you're right.
He kept
every single
off.
One of them
talk.
Were doing the same thing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the technique that's being used, listener, is one, it's a common technique used in Washington, particularly at these phony hearings, where you've got a party who will not let people testify that they should because they don't want you to hear their responses. But what they do in a situation like this is they continue to talk. They have a limited amount of time. They continue to use that time. And every time the subject who is facing them that's there at the hearing opens his mouth, they say, I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time. And what that means is the amount of time that he spent, because they'll say, I haven't asked you a question yet, as they sit there and they chide him. That individual opens his mouth, they get that time back, and then they never ask a question. And if they do ask a question, it's right smack at the end before Nadler cuts him off, the chairman cuts him off and says the time is over. And then they've made their point, and Barr has been able to say nothing. And the technique, the reason they use that, Lee, is because they know that the Republicans will come out and waste their time allowing them to answer the questions that the Democrat didn't, thereby cutting off that Republican's time to ask the questions that they want. So it's a game, and these people are hateful, they are disgusting, and they are despicable. And, you know, I'm at a point where it's really hard for me to believe that Americans vote for these people. It really, truly is. When you see lawlessness like we're seeing in Portland, and it's all over the television screens, and you see these Democrats supporting it, what goes through the gun writer's head?
I don't think you can support that. I don't think you can legitimately support that. I'm all about good First Amendment rights and Second Amendment rights. If you want to go have a protest, have a protest. What they've got going on in Portland, man, that is just anarchy, lawlessness, destruction of property. Those are crimes. And it's being aided and abetted by these folks that would not let him talk today. They filibustered him, and they wouldn't let him talk. They wouldn't allow him to answer questions about why he was even there. I mean, that's why he was there, Mark. It's disgusting. And yeah, respect. The man's the Attorney General of the United States of America. Okay, yeah, at least treat him politely. And all that is gone.
Well, yes, that's why he was there. But not if you're a Democrat. He was there to provide them an opportunity to grandstand. But what concerns me, Lee, is what we're watching them support. Because they can look at a video. For example, have you seen, and I'll ask the same from you, listener, have you seen the video of the two individuals, clearly marked police, in military-type gear, but marking across their chest as police, armed, get out of an unmarked car? You know, police use unmarked vehicles for police work. Lee, you were a police officer. Don't police use unmarked vehicles from time to time?
All the time.
Of course they do.
They do that
so they can do what? Why do they do that? Tell us, please.
So they can blend in, they can approach a target, and he won't know that they're going to be there until they're out.
Exactly. Now, we've got cell phone video, and maybe you haven't seen this, so I'll post the theater of the mind for you here, okay? But I want you to picture an all-black clad, not a protester. You're not protesting in all black. You're rioting in all black. The individual was up against a wall. Two individuals, the two police officers, got out of an unmarked car, which they use from time to time. That's part of police work, right? Like it or not, criminal. That's how they catch you. That's why they do it. That's why they're smarter than you. That's why they're not criminals. I could go on down that rabbit hole, but I won't. The fact of the matter is, two guys got out and they approached very swiftly this moron in black. They grabbed him, they put him in a vehicle, and they drove him away. That video doesn't tell all the story. The communist Marxists, formerly known as Democrats in this country, are actually using that exact scene and defending the all-black clad whatever this, you know, lunatic was, when Attorney General Barr made the comment, no, that's not how it works, and you didn't tell the whole story. The whole story is these individuals were throwing bottles, violating the law, rioting. And what happened was there was too many other peaceful people around. They didn't want to make it a big scene. So they waited until the intelligence showed where those individuals that they wanted to bust were, and they busted them. But that video, Lee, doesn't show all that. Videos don't show everything, okay? And the Democrats are up there supporting the rights of these rioters. It is mind-boggling.
And doesn't show the investigation, doesn't show how they got these guys ID'd, doesn't show
Correct.
The warrants that they went and got for these guys' arrests. All they see is these guys getting out in the BDUs and picking them up. So therefore, it must be warrantless arrest, right? They're taking them down to Gitmo, right? No.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, this is the distinction that's on the ballot come November. Listener, this is what we're up against. We are up against a lawless, reckless, communist, Marxist party. Now, Lee, we're going to talk a little bit about New York and other places to bring home what's happening out there. What does all of this have to do with your firearms rights? It has everything to do with your firearms rights, because if you're not armed in today's day and age, you're just a reckless fool. You're just a reckless fool. I'll tell you that straight up. If you don't have it, because I've never understood. Lee, have you ever understood the man that possesses absolutely no means to defend his family? Have you?
Never got it. Never understood it. Don't
myself
can't
either.
Conceive of it. Can't conceive of it.
Myself either. And in this day and age, if you don't have the means to protect and defend your family, it's reckless. It's irresponsible. Because what we're seeing in the cities is eventually going to make it to the suburbs. That's the anarchist plan. In fact, the Democrats, if they were to take control, there is actually proposed legislation to take the suburbs away, urbanize them, and move the cities into the suburbs. They don't like you It don't matter if you're black, white, red, yellow, wherever you live in the suburbs, they want it. And it's not going to stay put to the cities. These people hate this country, and they have the full support of the Democrat Party, the leadership of the Democrat Party. That is on display right now if you're watching us live, if you're catching us later. It was on display earlier in the day. Lee, I'm going to take you to New York City, but we'll do it after the first break, if that's okay. Because it shows what's...
I don't want to go to New York, Mark. I don't want to.
I'm going to take you there. I'll take you there visually. We'll create the theater of the mind. Because I'm with you. I don't want to go either. The days of my wanting to get... It's sad. I would have loved to have been able to take my children up to see New York City. That ain't happening anytime soon. And probably won't. If it does, it won't be for years after what they're allowing up there. When we come back, we're going to continue conversation with Lee, the gun writer, Williams, and he's written a couple pieces we're going to talk with you about also. Lots to cover. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but 4 football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. It's great to be with you. At GunBroker.com, let me tell you a little bit about them real quick. I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to make my point as best I can. If you're looking for something and you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker. And if you're going to try to play games because of price, you're going to lose an opportunity. What I mean by that is firearms are scarce right now. They're selling out everywhere. If you've got a line on it and GunBroker has it, buy it. Because it isn't going to get cheaper tomorrow and it isn't going to become more plentiful tomorrow. And that's going to be the case for at least the next 12 months. At least through, let me put it this way, maybe not 12. Well, it depends. If Biden gets elected, you can mark my word, it's going to get 50 times worse. But at least through the inauguration. So for the next 5.5, 6 months anyway, if you find it, buy it. I'm talking ammo, guns, whatever it may be. Even if it's not your first choice, maybe it's your second choice. It's just the way it is today. GunBroker.com has you covered. I can promise you that. I'm getting tons of email from those of you who are saying, hey, man, thanks for the tip. I was able to find what I was looking for over there. I paid maybe a little bit more than I normally would have at my shop. And here's my response to that. What good is it if they don't have it? So that's really not a true statement, is it? Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios. Visit GunBroker.com today and find what you're looking for, including ammo. Lee, welcome back inside with me, brother. Now, I'm going to take you to New York. We're going to do it virtually. Okay. How about that?
That'll work.
All right, New York City, great, one of the world's great cities. And I experienced New York City in its worst, in its absolute worst. And what I'm talking about is I'm going back to when Koch was the mayor. The city was run down. It was a hole. When I lived in Connecticut for that year and a half, driving through New York to get to Florida, man, you took your car to the shop because you had to drive through the South Bronx on 95, and you wanted to make sure your automobile was in good working condition, because if you broke down, you were a goner. Your car was burned and up on blocks, and Lord knows you'd never been seen again. That's back in the day when the tenement buildings were all burnt out, and it was a god-awful, terrible, scary place. The Bowery, lined with homeless. Back then, it was politically correct to call them bums. People would go see the bums on the Bowery. And that's what it was like, what life was like in New York City. 42nd Street, Times Square, you didn't go anywhere near it. It was the crap hole of the world. It was nothing but X-rated, red light district, prostitutes, drugs, X-rated theaters, triple X theaters, everywhere. Today, some of the best restaurants in the world, at least now were anyway, up until 2 months ago, were on 42nd Street. And I've eaten in some of them, and it's a wonderful place to visit. But not anymore, Lee. Because right now you have block after block after block of New York City decimated. You have the mayor graffitiizing the city in front of Trump Tower, painting the name of a Marxist terrorist organization, Black Lives Matter, who wants to destroy our families and destroy this nation, on the ground in the street on Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower, because he's a petty, petulant little socialist, Marxist, hate-filled man. And the city is being destroyed. Meanwhile, people who could afford to live in the city are now fleeing. Crime is skyrocketing. Does this sound like a recipe for a successful Biden campaign?
No, I think that's going to be a huge chunk of very, very upset voters in what is traditionally a Democratic stronghold. They're looking at their taxes. They're not getting anything in terms of security provided by, as they see it, the government. There's no other way to do it in New York. You can't buy a concealed carry pistol. And if you can, you can't get a gun. So they're going to look to the government to see what they're doing about it, and they're doing nothing. And look at de Blasio's relationship with his police department.
Right.
Oh, it's toxic. It's beyond toxic. It's words I can't say on your television or on your radio show.
Right. Right. No, you're right. And please don't. But I know what you're saying. I won't even say them over an internet break when my mic is off. Listen.
Yeah.
They've been turning their backs to this hateful, petulant, petty communist since he's been the mayor. And here's the deal, New York. You get what you vote for. I don't sympathize with you. I don't sympathize with Chicago residents. Okay? I never have. If you want to vote communist Marxism, you got it. Man, there. Well, what about the people there that have to fight and they don't and they leave? And if you can't, I understand that. Okay? That's fine. You've got to stay there and fight. We're going to support you every way we can. But the vast majority of these people get elected in these cities by overwhelming numbers. By overwhelming numbers. And it's New York is going backwards. Now, how backwards is it going? I wouldn't go to that city today for anything in the world. And I can see the day, and this is an apocalyptic, you know, prophecy, but I can see the day that those people who fled, they're not going back. Lee, those people aren't going back.
No.
They're leaving.
No, not at all.
And you know what they're going to say? Go ahead.
Sarasota has a huge enclave of retired NYPD. Hundreds, if not thousands, moved down here. And every time I talk to them, they're good, loyal readers, are great guys and gals. They're also happy they're not there now because this is the worst they've ever seen. They have friends and contacts and colleagues back up there who didn't retire south, and now they're all looking. They have to get out of there.
Yeah. These folks aren't going back. These people are going to get down to Florida and go, holy crap, look at my check.
Yeah.
I get to keep all this? Because it's almost 60% taxes living in New York City. Try to survive on $200,000 in New York City. You might as well be making 50 grand in Florida, okay?
Yeah.
It's the equivalent lifestyle. Now, Lee, we go to self-defense in New York. People are fleeing the city because they are now fearful of crime. Is this because this is now apparently the face of the Democrat Party? So let me ask you this question. Why are they committing suicide like this? Because clearly, if you think Biden's going to win the election, then you have to believe in your soul. If you say that, I don't think you're being intellectually honest with yourself. Listener, if you believe Biden's going to win the election, then you have to believe that that vision that you're seeing in every single Democrat-controlled city out there is the vision that 99% of Americans, or at least 51% of Americans, want for this nation. Lee, I don't buy that. Back me up or tell me I'm nuts.
I don't buy it either. I think they're taking it for granted. This is going to be a large block of voters who are going to go for Joe. And I don't think that's going to be the case, Mark, especially given the conditions up there now, where it's damn near a demilitarized zone in parts of the city. I don't think they're going to vote for status quo. I think they're going to want change.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I go back to, again, it's just a gut feeling. It's just a gut feeling. But when it comes to the election, look, we're still 3 months out. It's not that far. It's going to fly right by. Let me tell you, it's going to fly right by. And I'm going to say the same thing right now. If what is continuing today continues through Election Day, and there's no reason to believe that it's not, then in order for you to believe Biden has a chance to win this election, you have to believe that Americans want what they're seeing in these cities, because that's Democrat controlled. And that information is finally getting out there because Trump has the bully pulpit. It's not just armed American radio host saying, show me an American city in decay and I'll show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades, which I've been saying for over a decade on the radio. It's been a true statement. But the president of the United States is now echoing that with the bully pulpit. And the ads that he's running are brilliant, and he's going to continue to do so. And the more that these clowns, this clown posse, former shell of whatever they used to call themselves, is now Marxist communist sympathizing party, continues to play shenanigans like they're doing on Capitol Hill today. Yeah, man, you got to wonder, where's the smarts, huh? But don't stop. I'm enjoying it. See you in just a second.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios, these GunBroker.com studios, here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. I'm seeing some posts from folks who did just get their guns and stuff on GunBroker the other day, and I'm seeing some posts also, I believe it was Susie, who said she just got her flashlights in from Pulse TV. Let me tell you a little bit about Pulse TV, by the way. Pulse TV, and I'm going to throw that screen up there for you, is you see the website address. It's pulsetv.com. If you're watching, you can see it. If not, it's pulsetv.com/armed. I have lost track of what I've ordered over there. But it's like Christmas in July because I keep getting little boxes. I got the 4,000 lumen flashlights. I've got the Ninja Zapper bulbs. I think I've got some type of scrub things coming in a six pack or something. I forget. I've lost track. But the products over there that support Armed American Radio, it's pulsetv.com/armed. And I'm telling you, it's going to be like Christmas in July. You're going to be getting all kinds of cool new stuff, little gadgets over there for, you know, 10 bucks, 9 bucks. I think picked up a couple things for like $1.46. So I picked up 10 of them because they were only $1.46. You know, so have some fun over there. They support Armed American Radio with proceeds, you know, a portion anyway. And it's a big help to us. It helps keep us on the air. I'll leave that up there for just a minute. Let me go back to the main screen here. If you're watching me, you got to see that. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios, brother.
Good to be here again, sir.
New York lost cause for the foreseeable future. I don't see that city coming back until de Blasio gets chucked. Somebody the cops can appreciate and support move in, and the cops go back to doing the tough, dirty work that cleaned up that city in the first place, period. And I don't want to hear nonsense, okay? Here's the deal. If you don't want to be arrested for being a drug dealer, don't deal drugs. Because if you do, eventually you're going to have a run-in with law enforcement. And you know what? It shouldn't be a friendly encounter. They should take you down. I don't care who you are, what color you are. And the day that that comes back to the city is the only thing that's going to save it for the foreseeable future. There is a possibility, Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, that I may never see the New York City I knew over the last 40 years that it took to fix that garbage up ever again in my lifetime, Lee.
I couldn't agree more. The officers right there right now, NYPD, they're responding to calls when they're called. They're not doing any what they call self-initiated activity. They're not out hunting bad guys.
Nope.
Because they don't want to. They're merely waiting for a call.
A call they're going to decide whether to go on or not. Seattle Police Department, I read the letter yesterday. Listener, I read the letter to you yesterday. I told you exactly what Seattle said. We're not putting our... I'm refusing to put my police in harm's way because of this boneheaded city council that has taken away less than lethal force. Let me make this very clear. If you are attacking a police officer because you've been taught as a Marxist communist to hate law enforcement instead of respect the rule of law, because, listen, this has to be said, Lee. This is a very fragile republic that we live in. It basically exists on eggshells, and it depends on one thing. Trust. The rule of law depends on one thing, Lee, trust. We have to trust that good, responsible people will follow the rule of law. Otherwise, our republic falls apart. Is that a true statement?
It is. And taking away their less than lethal was a really bad move. You want police to have options when it's use of force time. You don't want them to have to resort to lethal force if that's all they have. I'm still trying to get over that decision.
That doesn't make any sense. You know, but again, this is the diseased sickness known as progressive communist socialism, Marxism, liberalism in this country. It's a disease. It's a sickness. But again, I have to say this because our country depends, the stability of our nation depends, as we're seeing right now, what happens when progressive socialist Marxist communists, liberals, Democrats take control of cities like they are in Portland and in Seattle and other cities around this country. We are seeing the result of lawlessness. When an element of society decides that they will no longer follow the law, anarchy ensues. Chaos exists. And we now know because they're literally, you know, and I hate to give you the visual of Jerry Nadler taking his clothes off, but the emperor's clothes are off. Okay? We understand and see 100% clear with clear eyes what it is they're trying to do to this country. And once the rule of law disappears, trying to get it back will be incredibly difficult to do. New York City is a prime example of that, and there will be other cities as well. Now, there is a piece, before I go to Lee's work now for the rest of the show, called American Greatness, amgreatness.com. I want you to read this. The battle for the cities is over. The battle for the suburbs has begun. Putting federal teeth into laws that are already being enacted by progressive states and cities would spell the end of suburban life in America. That posted 2 days ago, and it is a fantastic read. And if you've never seen Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, came out in 2002, Gandalf the White said, Sauron's wrath will be terrible, his retribution swift. The battle for Helm's Deep is over. The battle for Middle Earth has begun. Wow. All right, Lee, we'll move on from that. I read all your columns, but I like this one, and I want you to tell us about it because I get the numbers, all right? Joe Biden's gun control plan will cost me more than 30 grand. What?
Well, he's looking at, brother, he's looking at a $200 transfer tax. He wants all, quote unquote, assault weapons. I know there's a huge controversy over that definition. I don't think they exist. Most people don't. To be controlled under the regulatory authority of the National Firearms Act, as would all magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. So that's every handgun mag I have, scads of AK mags, scads of AR mags. So I went through the gun safe. I said, okay, what do I think would qualify? M1 carbine paratrooper stock, super tactical 870. I didn't count those, but I counted up everything else. And then I started cutting up the mags. The ones that got me were the pistol mags. Brother, I stopped when I hit 30K.
You're right. I mean, you're spot on. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
would I pay it? Of course not.
No, of course not. And like I said at the beginning of the intro, on the weekend show, if they want my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything. Absolutely nothing. You know, I didn't give them my bump stock. You're not going to get it. I can't find it, but I didn't give it to you, and I would never, ever, ever. I can't say this. I'm going to be so careful, man, when Angry Mark is at the edge of busting out. I'm not going to walk to any law enforcement office anywhere and say, here, take my stuff because this Democrat said I had to give it to you. Will you take my things? No. And here's something else I'm never going to do. I'm never going to kneel before you ever. Ever will I ever kneel before Colin Kaepernick. Oh, the hairs just went up on the back of my neck when I saw today what the National Football League is intending for the season. It's just, if you're still watching that stuff, you're part of the problem. Let me put it that way. I don't have any respect for you anymore if you're watching the National Football League. I'm sorry. Get over it. Go deal with your life. You were a fan. It was a great run. I spent over $100,000 supporting the NFL for years. I had a great run. I'm so past it now. I wouldn't waste my time. I hope you don't either. All right, Lee. 30 grand, because that's what, when we want to point out that that's what Beto wants to go even farther. He wants to take them. So if that's the case, you probably wouldn't cost you any money, but they'd want your guns. Are they going to get them?
No, of course not. No, absolutely not. And I'm never giving up my property, my guns, my means of self-defense, something I use for my God-given right to self-defense. It's codified in the constitutions of Florida and the United States. But it's odd that he wants to try. I think he's trying to price out gun owners, as if any gun owner would do what I did, write a check to the USG and mail it off. Here, may I please have all these items under NFA now? No. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, by the way, I got to send you a list of what I own, too. Otherwise, you don't know I have it, right?
Yeah.
So how are they going to expect me to send that money to them if I don't? How are they going to know I have them anyway? Oh, they got a plan for you on that one, too. Trust me. That's called universal background checks and registration. When we come back, brandishing, how to go from victim to defendant in one easy step. Don't miss it.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, Consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. DefenderCoffee.com, the promo code AAR has been upped to 15% off across the site, unless you're in the coffee club and getting the free shipping, which makes sense. Everything else, 15% off in Defender Coffee, using the promo code AAR. They are great supporters of Armed American Radio and a charter partner with me when we took over this program and are sending it in a completely different direction. And honest to goodness, Derek and the crew is just wonderful to work with. And here's the deal. If you drink coffee anyway, you should be drinking Defender. It's a no-brainer because they give the profits to the organization that you choose. So every time I drink a cup of coffee, I got iced coffee in here now, Defender. Organic Liberty Roast, by the way, if you're curious. They send me a check. They send my money to the Second Amendment Foundation. It's a zero-brainer, okay? Do it. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR, and you get 15% off, and you get to send money to the Second Amendment organization of your choice. PulseTV.com. I told you about that. Armed/armed. PulseTV.com. Oh, I'm sorry. PulseTV.com/ARMED. Got ahead of myself there. Crossbreed, up to 35% off. I think the discount on the site today is at 15%. CrossbreedHolsters.com off of certain rigs over there. So go check it out. Crossbreed's been with us forever. MyPillow.com. I have two pillow toppers en route to me today. I'll tell you all about them. They're queen size. Both my kids have been dying for them. So I ordered them. They're coming. When they, you know, when I get them, I'll let you know. MyPillow.com. The promo code is also AAR. And, of course, Car Arms. We talked about GunBroker.com. Let's not forget North American Arms. And let's not forget FrontSight, right? FrontSight.com/MARK. And take advantage of that free training that Piazza is offering us. Many, many of you have. And he appreciates that very, very much. Let's go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, the McCloskeys. We're going to go back to this. So this is a case and a couple we're going to be talking about at great length for a long time, even when they're acquitted, even when they're pardoned, which that will happen. They will never be. This will never go through the court systems. We will still be talking about this for a very long time to come because of what happened to these people. Their terrible gun handling skills, the fact that they're railroaded, the fact that their gun handling skills made it look worse than it was. But Lee, how do we go from victim to defendant in one easy step?
At another human being. I mean, yeah, my heart goes out to them. They had zero training. They are two things. They're meme gods and they're a teachable moment. And I think if they had a modicum of training, they would not be in the position that they're in now. Because I'm a civilian. I am not going to point my firearm at anybody else unless I'm ready to use deadly force. To do otherwise in Missouri and every other state is aggravated assault. And that's a felony. And I advocated in the story, if they just use the low ready, where Mark, you bring the rifle up and the barrel's put down, you're looking over the sights, but that muzzle is pointed at the ground, it's still an aggressive stance. It's still an aggressive posture. It's still going to tell the bad guys that you mean business and to stay away from your property. They would not be in the legal situation they're in now.
And I know, based on what Lee just said, and I know Lee well enough to know this, that a holster and just a single point sling would have kept this, even in the face of a communist, Marxist, socialist, gun-hating, zealot freak masquerading as a Democrat, Gardner attorney there. Her name is Gardner. These people would not have been charged if they had a sling. If he had that rifle slung over his shoulder at a low ready and a single point sling, and if she was wearing a holstered weapon. Lee, agree?
I can go from a holster to firing off a shot sub-second. Okay,
exactly.
That's as fast as I need. That's as fast as I need, man.
A visible holster gun means business.
Yeah, yeah. And you tell everybody that's there that, you know, things are going to get really bad if they keep pushing, but they're not committing a felony and they're not going to a jail and there's no need for a gubernatorial pardon.
Yeah, and in this case, too, I want to make it very clear. These people are not going to go to jail. They're not going to go to trial.
No.
They're not going to have to spend as much money as Gardner wants them to have to spend because the AG is already pushing for this to be dismissed. And if not, the governor is going to step in. They'll never see a courtroom ever. However, again, we're going to continue to use this as a teachable moment when we have a chance to do so. Now, Lee, there is a, believe it or not, a CNN report that, and I would generally not say this to you, but viewers, listeners, I want you to read this. Behind closed doors during one of John Roberts' most surprising years on the Supreme Court. Now, why do I want you to read that? Why do I want you to see that? Well, if you, and this is really funny, Lee, I subscribe to all of the enemy camp's emails. One of them is The Trace, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
And yeah, you got to. And you do like, you know, be like Mike, right? Okay. Go ahead and subscribe to this stuff so you know what the anti-gun establishment is reporting to their members, because this is what's filling their heads. Jennifer Mashia, who I have had, quite frankly, some respectable back and forths with before. Jennifer Mashia has got quite the story. Her father was a mob hitman and all kinds of crazy stuff. But she wrote about a behind-the-scenes peek at John Roberts and why the Chief Justice could prove a roadblock for gun rights activists. Let me read you first, Lee and listener, about what the crux of this is in this CNN piece. All right. Where is it about the term? Roberts continued to have the predictable wrath of Trump. Where is it during the deliberation? Okay. Roberts also sent enough signals during internal deliberations on firearms restrictions. Sources said, we don't know who that is. It's CNN. Who knows? To convince fellow conservatives he would not provide a critical fifth vote anytime soon to overturn gun control regulations. As a result, the justices in June denied several petitions regarding Second Amendment rights. Now, I'm glad on Monday that CNN came out with that, but that's what we were telling you here, the very day before, actually, or the day after, I should say, not the day before, but the very day of, on that Monday afternoon when we got the results that they were not going to take a case, Lee. That's exactly what we said here on the show.
You predicted it. You predicted it 100%, man. You were 100% right on that. I've been thinking about that ever since, man.
Well, what's interesting about this is her take on this. So let me go back here to her take on why the Supreme Court. She says, last month, the Supreme Court declined to hear 10 challenges to state gun laws. A new CNN profile on the Chief Justice offers a theory as to why. The court's conservative members are worried that Roberts might be the deciding vote on a gun case and end up upholding regulations. Quote, Roberts sent enough signals during the internal deliberations of firearms restrictions, sources said, to convince fellow conservatives he would not provide a critical fifth vote anytime soon to overturn gun control regulations. Now, the left, as that's again, she's repeating what's that about CNN. But the fact that the Trace is reporting that, here's why they're reporting it, because that's good news to them. Lee, they expect us to have to wait for quite some time because it says, good morning, bulletin readers. A new profile of Chief Justice John Roberts suggests that gun rights supporters could be waiting a while for a landmark case to come their way. Oh, and while we're at it, and in Minneapolis, calls to reform the police confront a resurgent rise in violence. So go to thetrace.org and get on their email list. There's lots and lots and lots in their bulletin today. Now, eventually, they're going to find me out again that it's me, and they're going to cut me off. They've done it to every one of my emails. But I will continue to make new emails and addresses until they continue to cut that. Then I'll do a new one. I'm a step ahead of them. Lee, do you want to comment on any of that, please?
Well, I think we got to give you some serious props here, brother, because when we brought that up on your show, I was 50-50 on it, and now you are 100% right. You're better able to judge the actions of those justices in those black robes than I am. And that was some impressive wannabe lawyering on your part. So kudos to you for pulling that out of there. And
well, I appreciate that.
I was with you when you did it.
You were on the air
100% on board. Yeah.
Man, oh man, Lee, Sean, just these hours are too fast. Lee, yeah. The Gunwriter Williams, we're going to bring you back. I'm going to bug you to come back this week, too. I know how busy you are. Maybe you can do that. That was Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, thegunwriter.com. I'm going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Going to get cut off here in a second. So carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everyone. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.